All right, 2-1-0, and that's it for the Ducks and the Golden Knights, who win impressively over the home team 4-1.
Just not Anaheim Ducks night, right? This fourth goal, the empty net tally scored by Shea Theodore, assisted by Jack Eichel and Tomas Hertl. So Hertl, couple points. Eichel playing lights out. Shea Theodore netting two. Look, that was really the storyline. Two former Anaheim Ducks, William Karlsson, Shea Theodore, putting on a show for their club and ultimately coming out on top.
All right, well, you got some post-game shows to get to, and I'm guessing the focus will be what do the Anaheim Ducks have to do to gain 2 points in their upcoming matchup here.
Well, why don't you tune in, and we'll tell you.
Hey, we are on TuneIn, and I will tune in on the ride home tonight. That's Emerson Edom about to join Alexis Dowdy with more of our post-game show from here and on to center as Vegas wins the game 4-1, and we have our next broadcast coming up on Friday night. And again, it's a 7 o'clock game. We're on the air at 6:30, and just hope you enjoyed listening tonight. They'll have the insight and the outside of Ducks and the Golden Knights tonight in a third meeting between these teams this year. I want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight. And, hey, you got some time? Maybe you're here waiting for the crowd to file out. Get on the phone, give them a call, and they'll have some answers for you regarding the outcome of this one. Final score, Vegas 4, Anaheim 1. For everybody up here in the booth, thanks for listening. And stay tuned for the post-game show with Alexis and Emerson. And it's brought to you right here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit anaheimducks.com/50-50-raffle for more information. That's anaheimducks.com/5050-raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
It was a tough one here at Honda Center tonight as the Anaheim Ducks fell to Pacific Division opponent, the Vegas Golden Knights. 4-1 the final alongside Emerson Needham. I'm Alexis Downey here to bring you the post-game show talking about what we saw in this one. And Emerson, not a whole lot from the Anaheim Ducks is honestly how this one felt. And I even just mentioned to you, kind of felt like last year's team a little bit at points.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to text Wild Bill right now and just say that wasn't very nice. And no, he was great for them. Shea Theodore, of course, was great. And I tell you what, you know that they probably upped their intensity just a tad, right? Coming back to Anaheim, knowing that some of their former teammates, Cam Fowler, William Carlson, I mean, a lot of these guys played with one another. So, yeah, they're going to up the ante when it comes to their overall play, and that they did.
Third time the Ducks face the Golden Knights this season. The Golden Knights have gotten the better of the Ducks in all three of the meetings now. Let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in the first period. As Emerson just mentioned, William Carlson, he got on the board first for Vegas, 16-26 into the first period.
Here comes Howden, stops to make a play on the half wall near side. Olofsson will pick it up now. Olofsson out near the blue line. Here's Haig, a shot, deflected in front, rebound, they score! And that goal off the stick of a Farmer Duck, William Carlson, who gets one. And the Vegas Golden Knights, on Carlson's fifth of the year, take a 1-0 lead.
Just an example of being at the net front, getting those second chances.
Get rewarded for going to those greasy areas, and that's exactly what happened with William Carlson. Just a slam dunk. Oh, I tell you what, as a player, it's always nice to see that puck just wrapped in a bow right there, ready to slam home. Unfortunately, it's not for our club.
Over 700 games played now for him. Hard to believe.
Hard to believe, yes. Right when you toss that number out, wasn't even anticipated. Maybe 600-ish, but time flies. And, you know, for the most part, he's stayed healthy. He just came back from an injury recently, but he's always healthy. So that was definitely a surprise there. Him and Brett Howden, I mean, their chemistry since William has been back, it's been top-notch. So, yeah, this Vegas Golden team, they continue to get it done.
Vegas out shooting the Ducks in that first period, 12-7. They led after 1-0. We moved into the second. An unfortunate play early. Trevor Zegras left the game. Lower body injury, did not return. He needed some help off the ice. It did not look good. Only had 6:08 of time on ice tonight. And as that period moved along, that was certainly a big part of this game. But Vegas got on the board once again. Shea Theodore with the next one, 6:38 into the second period.
All right, here's Vegas. A shot, Gibson a save, rebound, they score. Boy, that rebound. Those Vegas Golden Knights seem to be at the right time, at the right place. Jay Theodore will get the goal. Another former Duck has scored against his former team. This time Theodore, before this Carlson. It's 2-0 for the Golden Knights.
Not just another former Duck, but also another goal where we saw Vegas getting that second chance, another greasy goal.
Yeah, it was a great entry. And I felt that Vegas had great entries all night. They were clicking. They were passing the puck well. And once again, it's kind of opposites, right? Vegas passing the puck well, zero hesitation, confident. A lot of times Anaheim, especially early on, turning the puck over at the D-zone blue, trying to orchestrate their breakouts, set breakouts. But I felt like a theme in which it's changed a little bit over the past successful games is they kept going back south of the puck. They kept curling back. And it just, they, especially against this Golden Knights team, move the puck north, get it up in a hurry. Vegas was just put in a corner, executing their breakout, and that's, or excuse me, their forecheck, and that's exactly what Anaheim's been doing the last couple of games. It's, as we heard Frank Vetrano in your interview there, thinking less. I just thought they were thinking more tonight, just making it hard on themselves in a lot of areas.
They couldn't get out of their own zone for a lot of this game, it felt like. The Ducks, though, did get a chance at the power play late in that second period, and it was Jackson Lacombe getting the lone goal for Anaheim here tonight.
Here comes Anaheim setting it up. Lacombe fires, score! Jackson Lacombe finally gets Anaheim on the board with a low shot along the ice. And the Ducks get right back in it late in the period, trailing now by just one.
I felt like overall in this one, Jackson Lacombe was one of the better players for the Ducks here tonight.
100%. Jackson Lacombe was moving his feet well. And you know what? Troy Terry was giving his best effort as well. I thought, of course, that line wasn't maybe as dominant. They had their spurts. They were generating chances here and there. But you know what? It's not going to be them every single game, right? They only have so many big-time performances, and then, you know, Z goes down. That just altered, as you mentioned before we hopped on this post-game show, AD. You just mentioned that the energy deflated pretty much from that point on.
Yeah, and then also in talking about Troy Terry, once Zegras left the game, we start the third period. It's a 2-1 game. Terry starts up with that top line with McTavish and Killorn. They kind of worked a couple different guys there tonight to see what would work. Colangelo was up there at one point, just trying some different things, but Terry, one of those guys. So as we moved in through this third period, Vegas was able to get another one. Alexander Holtz on a 2-on-1 play, and it was 3-1 in favor of the Golden Knights.
There's Strome dropping it into the corner for Frank Vetrano. Rolled it up on the right wing side. Played by Dumoulin. A shot there by Gudas. And that whistle wide. Puck down to center ice. And here's Hurdle. Up ahead, 2-on-1 developing. Here's Pearson in front. They score on a great pass. Open side. And when you're 2-on-1 with a lone defenseman back on your side, gives Vegas a big advantage. And they put it in. And it's going to be a goal for Alexander Holtz, his second of the year, and it's now a 3-1 Vegas advantage.
Another one of those opportunities for Vegas that started with a Ducks turnover in the neutral zone, led to that 2-on-1.
Nice little board battle there by Hurdle. Nice sauce pass by Holtz over to Pearson, and then how about that patience by Tanner Pearson? I mean, just drawing everyone to him, Gibby. Playing it well. I mean, playing it as he should. He just holds on to that puck and slides it back over to Holtz with a tap and finish. As I mentioned, after that goal transpired, one of the prettier plays I've seen in a while.
Vegas up 3-1, and they would have one more left in the tank. This one, an empty netter. Shea Theodore, his second goal of the game, just 45 seconds left in it, extended their lead to 4-1.
Terry moving in. Front of the net, a shot! Net whisked wide. High one, a rising one over his left shoulder with 45 seconds to play in this hockey game. A shot by Shea Theodore, the former Duck. Snapped one crossing the Anaheim blue line. That'll wrap things up. It's now 4 for the Golden Knights and 1 for the Ducks.
A two-point night for Shea Theodore with 2 goals, and that would do it. 4-1 in favor of Vegas. They continue their dominance in the Pacific Division. Not only that, but in the NHL this season. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. And we'll be back with more of this postgame show.
No. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Welcome back to the post-game show. It was tonight after missing the last 11 games, and now we're going to head down to the locker room to hear what he had to say after rejoining the team.
First game back after a bit of time off. How did you feel out there tonight?
Pretty good, actually. I mean, it's always a little hard getting the first one out of the way after an extended amount of time off, so just tried to keep it as simple as possible, but my lungs and my conditioning felt pretty good, so I was happy about that.
Where do you guys were right with them for part of the game? Where do you feel like it kind of maybe went off the rails, perhaps?
Well, they're really disciplined in what they do. They have a veteran group back there that doesn't make many mistakes, so I think it was hard for us to kind of get any extended ozone time. You know, they make a lot of plays under pressure, and there's no panic in their game. So, like I said this morning, like, you just have to be really patient with them, and they capitalize on a couple of our mistakes, and that's the difference in the game. But most nights they're not going to beat themselves, and they play really disciplined hockey, and we just I thought we competed, but we just didn't get enough pucks to their net to really make anything too dangerous.
Well, along those lines, it seemed like the middle of the ice was really tough to get inside ice tonight. What did they do to make it so tough to get off the perimeter, I guess?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the MO of their team. It's the structure in which they play. they defend from the inside out and keep everything to the outside, and then they have some pretty big D-men and pretty big bodies that make it hard to get to the front of the net. So it's just discipline hockey. That's all I can say. And you know, we've had opportunities before playing against them, but you know, when you're like a night like tonight, there wasn't much opportunity for us to find any offensive zone time, and then they capitalize on the mistakes that you make. So we just got to look at the tape and figure out a way to get to the inside a little bit more and try and make life a little bit harder on their goaltender.
What's the feeling when you lose your eyes either the way that you guys did in terms of, you know, non-contact injury?
Well, it's disappointing. I mean, seeing any of your guys go down at any point is obviously hard as a teammate, and we're a family in here, so we're all thinking about each other, and Z's a big part of the team, and you know, hoping that he's okay. But anytime you see somebody go down, your heart goes out to him, and you're just there to support him and talk to him in between periods. But I'll hopefully talk to him again, and but hopefully long term he'll be okay.
When something like that happens, you know, with Z and then now with Leo previously, how do you make sure that maybe the energy or the mood on the bench doesn't get deflated and the game kind of goes away?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, unfortunately injuries are a part of hockey, so I think a lot of us that have been around for a while, we've seen our fair share of injuries and probably had our fair share as well, so it's just part of the game, and you just have to lift the spirits up. You know, first and foremost, talk to the guy that's injured, you know, check in on him, but then it has to be that next man up mentality, and guys will get more opportunities, but you just have to support one another and just try and lift the spirits the best you can. It's a hard thing to do, but the game's going to go on, and you have to continue to find a way to try and get a win.
Thanks. That was Cam Fowler there speaking with the media. We have some loud fans in Honda Center now just taking a listen to the background there. But in listening to what Cam Fowler said, you know, it was brought to his attention. The question that was asked was, you know, it was so difficult to get to the middle of the ice. Well, we knew that was going to be the case tonight because that's exactly how Vegas has played every time that we've seen them this season. And that, as Cam said, you know, that's their MO. That's the way they play. And the Ducks were not able to get inside here tonight. They had to find those shots in different areas, as you were throwing out throughout the broadcast, looking for those different areas on the ice, just throwing pucks whenever they could.
Yeah, and part of the reason why the Ducks just kept turning that puck back south instead of going north, as I just mentioned, was the neutral zone and them clogging up the middle, right? Some trap action going on for their neutral zone forecheck, and it made it extremely difficult for Anaheim to get anything going. If you just think about the entries and the successful entries, taking advantage of the gap. I mean, Vegas, it just seems like every time they crossed the Ozone blue line, they kicked it out, had a game plan, and executed well. And, you know, how many times can we think Anaheim, you know, getting anything going on the entry, right? Kicking it out, driving, not a whole lot. Sam Colangelo with maybe a chance off the rush there early on. But other than that, it was extremely difficult. Another thing that I liked, Cam, what he mentioned there was zero hesitation with their play, right?
Yeah.
There was a little margin of error when it came to just their overall offense and the camaraderie and just his acknowledgement of the Vegas Golden Knights being able to just turn it on at any point in time.
I'm glad you mentioned Sam Colangelo, because I felt like through the first two periods of this game, he also was one of the better skaters for the Ducks in this one, and he got rewarded with some power play time on that second unit. Obviously, the team not having Leo or Zegras, they had to switch some things around, so he slots in on the second unit. And there was just a couple plays where I just felt like he stuck with it. You know, he was finishing his checks. He was forechecking hard, getting back when he could. And you like to see that effort. And you know that's coming from the fourth line. But especially in a game like this, you like to see that from someone who's trying to take advantage of this opportunity here with Anaheim.
Yeah, I really agree with that common AD. And it, for me, it started in his warm-ups. It just looked like he was, I don't know, flowing out there, feeling confident, shooting the puck hard, and he translated that into play. So good for him. I thought that fourth line, for the most part, did their job. I know the ice time kind of got spotty there late, but they hopped on there late. I think it brought this team back to life in a sense, right? A couple late shifts there where they were hemming it in, and I remember off-pad shot. I don't know if it was Colangelo or not. I can't quite remember, but nice off-pad shot created some havoc. And, yeah, Ross Johnson doing some great things with the puck in the corner there. So certainly Sam Colangelo could be tossed in with solid play with Troy Terry and, you know.
Lacombe.
Yes.
I was thinking about one play that Lacombe had down here. It started near side the near side boards. Right in front of kind of where we're sitting right now, gets the puck, takes it all the way down, gets a shot off on the outside. And I really like that from him, not only from the angle of showing some confidence, but he looked hungry. I mean, he was skating hard. He was trying to make plays and on both sides of the ice tonight.
Yeah, he's at his best when he's joining the rush and
yeah.
making plays off the rush. And I remember that play. And, yeah, that play in particular really just it showed that he wanted it tonight for sure.
Let's get to a few messages on our text line, some good ones. Thank you for those who have sent us a message. As always, we appreciate it. First text we have here, where do I sign up to donate my legs to Trevor Zegras? He needs them more than I do. We love the dedication, and we hope that Trevor Zegras is okay and he won't need your legs.
Okay, this message is making us look back. Are we donating our lower extremities, AD? I'll give him my good. I'll give my right leg to Z for sure right now.
I don't know if my legs are strong enough to skate in the skates.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I'm sure.
Give Z your leg. Come on.
Okay. We're all giving him our legs, I guess. Another text here. Let's see. Tonight's lesson is follow through. Starting from the hits, breaking before contact is not how to hit. Rushing to the net doesn't work if you slow down as the puck is being played in front of the net. Tonight, the Ducks played like they were expecting to lose. Also, when is coach going to switch Zellweger and Killorn? Zellweger has better puck handling skills and is harder hitting than Killorn. Put Zellweger in the mix. Killorn isn't pushing his weight around anyways.
Very in-depth and got some skill coaching going on there. So, I don't know. I would like to get whoever out here for a nice little skill session with the boys. Work on some things. I mean, just very in detail. Breaking before contact. Wow. That's something there. And look, Killer not pushing his weight around. Yeah, maybe some lost board battles from Killer. I know you could see the frustration, right? Used to playing with Leo being out. Just seems like he hasn't quite found it with Mason. You know, he's MacT, and he's looked good on the forecheck. MacT had a great pass to Troy Terry there late. But as far as consistent chemistry, let's give it a couple more games here and see how it plays out.
Also, Killorn took that late penalty, and, you know, it's so late in the game. The Ducks are still within two. You're hoping to pull your goalie. You take that penalty. It's not what you want in the final couple minutes at all. You can't be taking that penalty.
Nope. And one of my points that I made earlier, right, is the discipline dynamic for this Vegas Golden Knights team and the power play. Mm-hmm. And what did they go for the power play? They tuck any on the... What's the stat on that?
0-2 on the power play here.
And so not a whole lot of special teams.
They only had 5 shots on goal on the power play, too. But 5 between 2 chances, so.
And how about the faceoffs, right? You come out the first period, dynamite in the faceoff circle, at least, you know, circumstantially, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Yeah, you start out, what was it?
I think it was 54%,
right?
60% after the first period.
60 after the first, and then you finish with 32.7. So it just goes to show good teams acknowledge that. They know that they're, you know, behind. They need more support from the wingers, right? Mm-hmm. That's all stuff that elite teams talk about in between periods, and they turn that around pretty quick.
Isaac Lindstrom led the Ducks on that end in the faceoff circle here tonight, and let's see where he finished at 7-7. At one point, though,
he was 7-3, wasn't he?
Yeah,
7-3,
yeah, he was 70% after 2 periods of play. I don't have the exact number there, but he was 4-1 after the first period. So, That third period, a lot just downhill. The Ducks really went downhill in the third period there.
Yeah, it's, you know, the starts in particular, right? And, you know, we know that over the last few games, the starts have been kind of iffy out of the second period, out of the third period. And it's just, hey, these are all growing pains here. First quarter or so of the season and plenty of time to figure it out. But I tell you what, you got Minnesota, then you got some of these big swinging East Coast teams, a lot of star power, a lot of firepower, of course, Toronto, Montreal, Patrick Laine comes back, scores his first game back from injury. So, look, it's not going to be easy here on this Eastern Coast swing.
Let's take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the post-game show, so don't go anywhere.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world.
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one. And I
want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light Station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Between live hockey and sports talk, you listen to a lot of audio. We're here to let you know about TuneIn, the app that brings all of your favorite audio together. So whether you're listening to Duck Stream for live hockey action,
drive score!
Breaking news from the sources you trust,
I think market's overreacting to this,
music for whatever mood you're in, or anything in between, TuneIn is the app that you need. Plus, because it's available on all your devices, you can take it anywhere. So check it out. Grab TuneIn on your computer or on your mobile device. Hear your world with TuneIn.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
We're back with the post-game show. Now we're going to head down to the locker room to also hear from another Ducks player. This time it's Jackson Lacombe.
That's a goal in consecutive games for you. It kind of feels like the offense is starting to click a little bit more now.
I think so, for sure. I think you know, for us, we're trying to shoot the puck more as D, so just us being involved has been great, but we just got to keep producing.
What do you feel like maybe the game plan was difficult for you guys to kind of generate those chances on a consistent basis?
Yeah, I think it was just hard kind of keeping the puck in the zone. I thought they did a good job breaking it out on us, and you know, we just got to be harder and getting pucks kind of deep and recovering pucks. I didn't think we got a lot of possession time, so I think we just got to work on that.
Is that the key? Is that the key to generating more shots, like sort of anticipation? And
for sure.
And all that
kind of for sure. I think, yeah, just kind of seven more jump, and then, like I said, more possession time will lead to that. So I think one thing we got to focus on. Yeah.
Getting Cam back tonight, he's obviously a big leader in this room. What is it like to have him back in the room and then on the ice as well?
It's great. Obviously, we miss having him out, and like you say, he's a great leader and great player, so I thought he did a great job out there, and it's great to have him out.
You guys obviously went through a lot of injuries last year, and you had the next man up mentality a lot, but it made it especially tough with two guys like Leo and Z, who are not only productive, but creative, kind of bring that vibrant energy to the room, right?
Yeah, it's tough for sure, obviously. You know, hope they come back as fast as they can, and like you said, second next man up is important for us, so four fellas in is going to be great, but hope they come back quick.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Back-to-back games for Jackson Lacombe with a goal, talking down in the locker room to the media. He's heading into a game against his home state, the Minnesota Wild. We know he always plays well when he is playing the Wild. It almost kind of energizes him a little bit, but good stuff from Jackson Lacombe. And, you know, with how, you know, he started the year and then he finally gets into the lineup, I feel like he's just progressively grown his game and such a hockey guy, too. Such a Minnesota hockey guy.
Such a Minnesotan. love me some Jackson Lacombe, of course, Shattuck alum, as was I. So I got a special place in my heart for number two there. But just kept it short and simple. Just said, hey, they were breaking out well. Their transition game was great. And they just got to be a little quicker, as he mentioned. So some stuff that they got to figure out here in the upcoming practice and just gel a little bit better with one another, right? So they got to get that chemistry back. I felt like they had touches of what we saw on display from Vegas over the last few games. Just kind of flat tonight for the Anaheim Ducks through and through. I don't know. It was really all Vegas. Vegas was dictating the play. They wanted it more. They were connected on their passes, just being overall a lot more quick, and it seems as just Jackson Lacombe is ready for his home state team there in the Wild, so I'm looking forward to it too.
One of the things heading into this one that kind of stood out to me, and I know that was something that was brought up to head coach Greg Cronin this morning, was the decision to keep Lacombe and Zellweger together because of how well they've been playing together and how well they've been playing in general on the back end. And, I thought the two of them, once again, solid defensively tonight, obviously offensively for Lacombe a little bit too. You look at them, I mean, two very young guys, and then you look at a pairing like Fowler and Gudas, two veterans, and the choice not to switch it up and, you know, put one of those guys with one of the veterans, I think says a lot about where the two of them are at and how the coaching staff views both of them right now.
No, that's a good point. The theme has been veteran with a rookie. We've had messages really admiring that coaching decision, looking to switch it up. And here we go with the line changes and the D pairing. It just comes with injuries, right? Injuries and another one with Z going down, right? So we're kind of getting into that territory where the shuffling of the line continues. And, the D pairs, look, that Lacombe and Zelly, it's a lot of pressure too, right? You think of their age, Zelly being 21, Jackson Lacombe having spent those years developing in college, a little bit older at 23, but that's a lot of pressure. The talks of winning now in these years are starting to come about. So it just adds even that much pressure. And those two in particular are handling it really well.
You look at how many NHL games the two of them have played. This was Zellweger's 49th, Lacombe's 91st. Not a whole lot of games, obviously, under their belts. But they're getting that experience. They're growing. And good stuff from the two of them on the back end. We look ahead to the Ducks' next game, as we've mentioned. The Minnesota Wild, a very, very good team right now as well. So things are not going to get easier for the Ducks on Friday night. That's a 7 o'clock game, 6:30 pregame show for you. Emerson, your final quack tonight.
Well, I mentioned it in the Haunted Keys to the Game here. You can't let the opposing team dictate the play. In Vegas, so much elite-level talent. I was hoping that the Ducks just were a little bit more proactive, dictated the play more, and just really thinking less. That's what they were, basing their whole mindset off, this kind of new mentality. It was working for them, and they just flat out this game overthought a whole lot. Simple passes, just too slow, too many lost puck battles, and too many failed clears, especially early on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've seen some great flips. Cutter Gauthier had a great flip a couple games ago. He was behind his goal line in the corner, just a great flip, almost hit the Jumbotron. Those are the type of flips that you need, just way up high in the air. And I tell you what, the Vegas Golden Knights foiled a lot of those. So my final quack is, and I can't wait for Minnesota. They got to dictate the play, and it's got to be from opening puck drop.
I think mine's going to kind of piggyback off that. They got to skate, and they got to limit the turnovers. Yeah, it's after looking at that tonight, let's see how many total giveaways. 18 giveaways on that end. You know, you just... It's tough to see from the Ducks giving up those chances and not really getting any chances in this one. So, got to use their legs a bit more on Friday.
I just thought about it. That was one of my more serious final quacks.
I like it, though.
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah, too much fooling around. This Vegas Golden Knights team, they humbled me a little bit. I think they humbled all of us, right, tonight.
Yeah.
So, I'm taking it. I'm being a little bit more professional. here for my final quack, and I'm sticking to it. I'm confident about it. And, yeah, they got to dictate the play and keep it simple.
They got to do what they've been doing. You think back to that Senators game. You know, the Ducks have been playing well. They've been looking a lot more connected. But this was the first game in a bit of time that kind of made you scratch your head and say, where's the team that we just watched on Sunday?
That's exactly what I was doing for a lot of this game, AD. So thanks for reading my mind.
Always. We're always on the same page here. Friday, the next game, Ducks, Minnesota Wild hosting the team. They're going to be on a back-to-back. They'll have the Ducks first before they head to L.A. on Saturday. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30, but if you want to stick around and listen to this replay of the Golden Knights and Ducks here tonight, you can after the break. If not, we understand because we're going to turn the page and look ahead to the next game as well. For Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Join us on Friday for 6:30 pregame show. And thank you for tuning in for the postgame show here on DuckStream. Have a great night.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
See, he's been president before. I know exactly
what
he is.
All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Mi corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
The ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Not Breakfast Club Power on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel soldiers have fought back. With
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. You keep saying
you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.